Reflection by Father Luis Cezano. Luke 7, 1-10. Faith heals. The centurion, at the beginning of the gospel, we see that he does not even dare to go to Jesus because he was not a Jew. He is someone who has power, but to get to Jesus, he does not use his power. How interesting this is. There is a lot of you, and I have to learn from this. Through arrogance and blaming others, we gain nothing. It is only through humility that we get answers in life. How many times have we wanted to feel appreciated for what we have done to get privileges or attention? This centurion takes another path, and that's when he gets an answer from God. Do you like to highlight who you are and what you do before others to get your way? 2. Jesus goes. He knows that they need him. Jesus doesn't make excuses. He doesn't complain about being tired. He knows someone needs him, and he goes. He is practical, effective, not bureaucratic, and does not say, "Stop, leave your request with my secretary, John or Peter." He is a centurion and he belongs to zone 8. Let him ask the person in charge of that zone for help. When there is a need, Jesus is there. When there's a need, there is one answer, one solution. This is a lesson for you and me. How many times have we turned away when someone has needed us? Let us not be lazy or bureaucratic when someone is in need of our help. Let's help when someone needs us because they may be struggling to live. 3. Faith. It is faith that helps us, heals, encourages, and gives us strength. It is faith that leads us to amazing greatness. Faith makes it possible to help those we do not even know. It is faith that allows us to overcome our weakness and live freely. Faith allows us to see things our eyes wouldn't be able to see. What is essential is invisible to the eyes. Something good is on the way. God bless you and be with you and protect you in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.